Mississauga's number one, 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
A governance expert has praised the resolution of the late president's funeral dispute. A man has been found dead in Lusaka's Mutendere compound. In international news, Ugandan president has signed law bringing back military trials for civilians. And in sports news, Agri Chiangi is set to join Green Buffaloes.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Suilande Mulenga. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has commended the late president's family and government for amicably settling the recent funeral dispute. He highlighted that the collaborative efforts between both parties underscore Zambia's strong commitment to peace and national unity. Mr. Mianda also applauded President Hakainde Hichilema for his call to maintain dignity during the funeral proceedings and to avoid politicizing the solemn moment. He noted that President Hichilema's leadership in urging respect and unity during this sensitive time is commendable. Furthermore, the governance expert emphasized the importance of clear protocols regarding the status of presidential families. He urged families to recognize that once a relative assumes the presidency, certain rights are transferred to the government and the individual effectively becomes a symbol of the state.
We have seen and we are given the program now that, okay, the remains of the former head of state Asa will be repatriated into the country somewhere on 18th, this is Wednesday, coming Wednesday. This is when the body will be actually flown into the country. So the funeral procession will be spearheaded by the state. Meaning to say, this agreement that was reached, by the two parties, mainly two parties, together with the help of the need to be appreciated, because that alone is an indication that, you know, as Zambia, we cannot fail to handle any critical situation. As long as we remain united, we'll be able to move together in one direction.
In another development, Encore Africa, a long-standing partner in rural health system strengthening, will officially hand over the newly upgraded Chibi Health Post to the government of the Republic of Zambia during a ceremony scheduled for today. Valued at over 2.5 million kwacha, the initiative directly addresses critical infrastructure and service delivery gaps in one of southern provinces' most underserved communities. The facility now boasts a solar-powered water reticulation system, a maternity annex, a mother's shelter, improved waste management systems, and youth-friendly services, key enhancements aimed at improving healthcare access and outcomes. Chidi Health Post now serves a rural population exceeding 10,000 residents across 11 zones, with over 50% of the population being youths and more than 5,000 women. The area also faces one of the highest rates of teenage pregnancies in the district. Zimba Town Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Maston Monze says these upgrades are designed to enhance maternal health, adolescent care, and primary health service delivery. He added that the project was implemented by Encore Africa in collaboration with the Zimba Town Council, whose Constituency Development Fund, CDF investment, complemented Encore Africa's infrastructure development. In a separate development, a 42-year-old man from Lusaka's Mutendere compound was yesterday found dead in his home, with police confirming no foul play is suspected. Mr. David Mapika was discovered by his younger brother, Teddy Mapika, at around 5:40 hours. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga noted that the Mutendere police station, through Kalikiliki police post, received a report of the Borti dead BID case at approximately 12:55 hours. He said preliminary investigations revealed that Mr. Mapika had a history of mental health challenges and was receiving treatment at Chinama Hospital. Mr. Hamonga added that the death appears to be natural with no signs of suspicious circumstances.
According to the report and initial police observations, no foul play is suspected in connection with the death. A brought-in death certificate has since been issued and the body has been deposited in the Mavist Investigation Hospital mortuary awaiting further formalities. Investigations will continue as a matter of standard procedure.
In another development, In light of the recent and untimely passing of Zambia's sixth Republican president, Edgar Chagwa Lungu, the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD, has announced the rescheduling of its remaining party mobilization activities and provincial conferences. The MMD had planned to hold mobilization tours and conferences in three provinces, Lusaka, Southern and Copperbelt provinces. However, following this national mourning period, these activities will be postponed to a later date. MMD Party National Spokesperson Brandel Philip says the new dates and detailed itineraries for the postponed activities will be communicated to all members and stakeholders in due time.
The Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD, has made a decision to reschedule the holding of mobilization activities in the remaining three provinces. The seven provinces have since hosted very highly successful mobilization activities in the provincial capitals. The activities have culminated into provincial conferences at which a full complement of provincial executive committee have been elected. New dates and proposed itinerary will be communicated in due course. We apologize for the inconvenience this may have caused to all our membership across the country. We are looking forward to the holding of the provincial conferences, which so far have been overwhelmingly successful.
In international news, at least 90 people have died in last week's heavy flood that devastated South Africa's Eastern Cape. Rescue teams continued searching for more victims. Thousands of people were left destitute after heavy winds and rains battered the country's most impoverished region at the beginning of the week. President Cyril Ramaphosa on Friday said the catastrophic disaster was due to climate change and estimated the flood waters had reached more than 4 meters high. Still in international news, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has signed into law an amendment allowing military tribunals to try civilians under certain circumstances, the country's parliament said. The new law includes provisions allowing military courts to prosecute civilians and outlines how the judges of these courts are to be appointed. However, some opponents of the bill say they have been awaiting for the president to sign it so they can challenge it, arguing that the manner of its passing made it unconstitutional. We monitored NTV Uganda.
We borrowed a very punitive law, a very bad law for this modern contemporary democracy that we do have.
So we wait to see. And as you are aware, some of us have been waiting for the law to be assented to, then we proceed to the Constitutional Court to challenge its constitutionality.
He assented to it, so we are also aware of the moves behind his signature. So sooner than later we will be in court to challenge, because Parliament undermined the Constitution in passing this law. Yet as Parliament we are commanded by the Constitution not to make any decision whose effect alter a decision of any court.
And we know that one of the reasons why it was fast-tracked, one of the reasons why it's because it's going to be weaponized as a tool. The court martials are going to be weaponized as a political tool for trial of civilians.
In sports news, Agra Chiangi is set to be named as the new head coach for MTN Super League side Green Buffaloes. The Zamfoot crew can exclusively reveal. We take a short break and return shortly with this sports news in detail.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content, Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station.
Hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated.